Merhaba, ben Mesut Çevik. Donanım Haber olarak Amsterdam'da BlackBerry Jam'deyiz. Yanımda BlackBerry'nin yazılım bölümü sorumlusu Vivek var. Kendisinden BlackBerry 10 hakkında bilgileri alacağız. Vivek, I want to start with BlackBerry Jam. How many developers join this event and do you have any plan for the another BlackBerry Jam Europe in 2030?
Yeah, I mean, you know, over 1,500 developers, fantastic attendance, you know, record-breaking really for Europe here, lots of excitement, and, you know, these are events that we continue. So we actually do one in Europe, which is obviously right now. We'll do one in the Americas, which is kind of the May timeframe, and then we do one in Asia later on in the year, and we're definitely going to keep these going. So, yeah, it's a very, very successful event.
This event is very important for the BlackBerry because this is the first biggest event for the release of the BlackBerry 10, you know. And if we talk about the BlackBerry 10, what's the highlights of the new operating system?
I'd say the highlights are that, you know, if you're someone who wants to be connected to so many different networks, want to be able to message effectively, and also have a great balance between your work and your personal, then BlackBerry 10 has all of that. It has the BlackBerry Hub, which has fantastic communications experience, integrated calendar, people view that you can manage and look at relationships around you. You can then move to the keyboard, which is, you know, by far one of the best touchscreen typing experiences, whether it's flicking words up to the screen or simply using gestures across the keyboard. It's very fast, accurate, and fluid. And then lastly, using BlackBerry Balance, you get a great personal work experience. And then for those who are, you know, cannot live without BBM, like myself, not only do we have a great BBM experience with an application that looks so beautiful, we've also integrated two new features in it, which are BBM video chat and screen share. So we're really starting to push the boundaries in terms of mobile communications.
If you're talking about the devices, you know, these devices, Z10 and Q10, is not the most powerful smartphones on the market. What do you think about the hardware power? Is it important?
So I think when you talk about powerful, you know, the way we view it at BlackBerry is about the experience. And the experience is more about making sure that everything runs smoothly, that you're able to multitask, that you're able to get information quickly, effectively, and not have to think so much about finding your way around a smartphone. And so, you know, for us, it's never been about a spec race or a spec war. It's the experience game that we're in, and, you know, we believe we're delivering the very best experience of BlackBerry 10.
Where do you see the BlackBerry world? Could you say this is better than the Android or the Windows phones market? You know, Instagram and WhatsApp is not released yet.
We have a lot of partners already that we launched with, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Foursquare. We announced last week at our launch a commitment from some really big names like Skype, you know, WhatsApp, and many, many more. You know, just recently today, yesterday, we announced support from Unity, so some fantastic gaming titles to come. So we're going to continue building this, and I think we've definitely made the right start. As we launch a new platform, you know, we're over 70,000 apps, which is more than any other platform launch has kind of happened. And then we've got over 1,000 top apps as well. So that's a huge achievement from a lot of partners. And that's not just global. That's actually going to some of our major local markets, understanding what are the top 50, top 100 apps, and making sure that they're there as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of commitment for launch. And over the coming weeks and months, you're just going to see more content coming in.
What do you think about the games? They are important for the success story?
I think they add an interesting angle to our proposition. And you know, one, they showcase that we have a very powerful platform. The performance, right? You know, having rich 3D gaming and you know, really rich graphical titles demonstrates that you have a platform that actually these gaming companies want to be a part of. Because, you know, you look at it from their side, you know, whether it's EA, whether it's Gameloft, these companies invest a lot in gaming, and it's not a you know, a just simple hobby or you know, low paid apps. These are high quality content, and so as a result, they commit to platforms that show them the power, the performance, the openness, and we definitely have that. So I think it adds great value. It shows the performance platform, and then it also shows that we're open to having a great, you know, fun experience on our products too.
Some companies like Nvidia has their gaming support programs, mm-hmm. You know, and they support game manufacturers to release their games on their platforms. Mm-hmm. Do you have any gaming program?
Yeah, I mean, we've already named a number of, you know, the support that we've got from a number of gaming engines and frameworks, as well as a lot of the things that we put open source as well. So we're committed to continuing our investment in those areas.
Last year, we see a lot of unsecure application in Android market, and these apps can store users' data without their permissions. What about BlackBerry World?
Yeah, so, you know, our implementation of the Android runtime is very different. It only pulls applications where we support the APIs, and we don't support specific Google APIs. So, again, we've always operated on the principles of consent. So you open up any, you know, you install any application from BlackBerry World. If it needs access to your files, your camera, your location, it will ask you that at the very first moment of opening the application and require you to agree to that. So until you do that, you won't be able to use the application. And if you choose not to share certain things, maybe your location, maybe files, maybe information about you, you can unselect that and then confirm, and then that application doesn't have access to those areas.
But you still support Android applications in
yes.
the world?
Yes, we do. Yeah. But again, we don't support some of the Google APIs. Which, you know, they leverage for things like advertising, etc. So, you know, it's a subset of that. It's controlled, and just like anything that comes into BlackBerry World, it's curated, it's you know, verified, and our vetting criteria is extensive. So we're making sure that, you know, we're not bringing in applications that could have malware or cause disruption to the user experience.
Is there any Android Jelly Bean support?
Today we support 2.1, the Gingerbread release, and we're committed to continuing the runtime support. So we'll see what comes out in the future.
Vivek, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Donanım haber olarak Amsterdam'daydık. Bir sonraki videoda görüşmek üzere. Hoşça kalın.